All right, I'm going to turn this portion over to Sister Rachel.
Good morning. Blessings, Pastor. So good to have you with us. Good to hear your voice. Good morning, brothers and sisters. My prayer topic this morning is gospel boldness. And immediately when I read it, three of my favorite people in the Bible came to mind. And that's John the Baptizer, Queen Esther, and Jesus. I'm going to read three verses, and let's pray about gospel boldness. The first one I'm going to read is in John, and it's chapter 1, verse 23. And John answered them, "I am an urgent, thunderous voice crying out in the desert. Clear the way and prepare your hearts for the coming of the Lord Yahweh." Amen. The second verse I want to read is in Mark 11, and it's verse 17. It's Jesus. Right after he clears the temple, he says, "Does not the scripture say, 'My house will be called a house of prayer for all the world to share,' but you have made it a hangout of thieves?" And when the chief priests and religious scholars heard this, they began to hatch a plot as to how they could eliminate Jesus. But they feared him and his influence because the entire crowd was totally captivated by his teachings. Amen. And the third verse is in Esther chapter 4, and it's actually two verses. It's verse 14 and 15. Mordecai says to Esther, "For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place." Bless that. Bless that scripture. Bishop just taught yesterday on Daily Bread. The a point in time is for an allotted time. So let's be mindful of that. That just came back to me. "Relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place, but you and your father's family will perish. And you know, and who knows, but that you have come to your royal position for such a time as this." Then Esther sent this reply to Mordecai, "Go gather together all the Jews who are in Susa and fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, or 3 days, night or day. I and my attendants will fast as you do. When this is done, I will go to the king, even though it is against the law. And if I perish, I perish." Let's pray about gospel boldness. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you that you have rose us up for such a time as this. Lord, we thank you and praise you for the anointing of John the Baptizer, for the anointing of Esther, and ultimately Jesus. It was the spirit of Jesus that were in each of them that gave them the boldness to go forth and prepare the way for you and to do what you had called them to do, was to set captives free, heal the people and the land. Lord, we pray for those anointings to be released over us. Heavenly Father, in the darkest of times, Lord God, we know our government released a statement that we are dealing with a generation that is struggling with hopelessness. As they report numbers in schools, in doctor's offices, Father God, in behavioral health institutions, we are hearing our generation say, "We are hopeless. We know you are the only hope. We set our hope on you, Lord." And the only way that they can see the light and have hope is that if we are bold with your gospel, with your word, if we advance your kingdom. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, I cry out to you. I've been crying out to you. We stand in agreement on this prayer line. We need the empowerment and the emboldenment of you, Holy Spirit, because there is a world that is lost and dying. The people are perishing. We thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for great teachers that equip us and empower us with the necessary tools to advance your kingdom. God, I pray that we have soft hearts, surrendered hearts, clean hands and pure hearts to take up our cross, to walk out our mandate, to fulfill our purpose. The world needs us. Give us boldness, God. Help us to be sensitive to your Holy Spirit. Help us to see and hear every opportunity to share you with the world. Lord, we thank you and praise you for the experiences that we've had, for how well we have been taught. Lord, just the awareness of the power of your Holy Spirit can activate your indwelling immediately. We need that. Holy Spirit, come. Fill us fresh. Help us to be mindful to keep our bodies, our minds, our spirits, our will, our emotions in check. Let us be consecrated so that you can be, we can be a house for you. We are your temple. We need your indwelling. It is the only way we can boldly proclaim your gospel. We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, help us to walk in the Spirit, helping us to have eyes to see and ears to hear every opportunity to boldly declare your gospel. God, let us be like Esther, to be fearless, to do what we are called to do no matter what. God, give us a nevertheless yes. Help us, Heavenly Father, to surrender and submit to your will in your way. It is hard, I confess. Help us to not be distracted, but to be focused and aligned with purpose. Help us, Heavenly Father, to speak up and speak out against what is not right. Help us to walk fully in our identity, which is one, unity with Christ, according to Romans 8. All of creation groans, is waiting expectantly for the rising of your sons and daughters. That is us. Help us to walk in our sonship and our daughterhood as priests and kings and queens. That is the boldness that we carry. Our co-heir reign with you, Christ Jesus. Help us to remember who we are. Help us to lay down futile, I can't say it right, but you know what I mean, Heavenly Father, and you all know. Help us to lay down purposeless things and pick up our cross and follow you so that no longer our people would perish. You have given each and every one of us unique gifts. You have given each and every one of us boldness, unique boldness. You have given each and every one of us a unique representation of you. You are alive in us. May our lives be committed to that, that you may live and shine brightly through us. We thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, that you chose us. What a privilege to be chosen by you. Let us not waste or squander any moment, but do the things that we need to do to advance your purpose and your plans and your will in this world. Ultimately, it's all for the saving of many souls. That is what we're here for. Help us, Heavenly Father. Help us, Heavenly Father. Lord, don't let us be led away by our selfish desires. Don't let us be led away by distraction or emotionalism, Lord. All the things you know, my heart, that I've been praying over this week, I pray that over us too. Help us in our humanity. Lord, we ask that you crucify our humanity just as you did, Christ Jesus, and that we be raised up in the Spirit. That is where boldness comes from. Lord, let us be bright lights. Let us be lighthouses, houses filled with your light, that those lost in the dark, hopeless, disorientated, distracted, discouraged, disheartened, swirling in despair, would see a light. Lord, thank you that we are the light in Goshen. Thank you, Lord. Let others be drawn to our light. Let our light be the boldest thing about us. And that when people come and encounter us, then they hear your word. They hear your voice. When they ask us our thoughts, our minds, or what's on our mind, Father God, that they would know the mind is Christ. Lord, let us be so bold that we share unapologetically the heart and mind of you, Christ Jesus. Lord, let us be so bold that we are so focused and so consecrated that we are leaning in and hearing your heart and mind, Lord Jesus, and that we would express it unapologetically. Lord, we thank you and praise you that you came, Jesus, to disrupt the Pharisees, to disrupt the religious leaders, to give us a new way. God, help us not to rebuild a corrupt construct, but to advance your kingdom and shine your light bright. Remind us of your truths, Jesus. Holy Spirit, let us hear you clearly. This is the way, walk in it. Heavenly Father, help us to say yes. Jesus, you said, let those who have ears to hear, hear. We cannot hear you if we do not tell you yes. You do not speak to those who do not listen. Lord, we need your boldness. We need to hear from you. I know when you're quiet, it's because I'm not listening. Or I haven't given you my agreement. So, Lord, we repent. We pray and we ask for forgiveness for the times that we have not listened. We give you a fresh yes. May we hear you clearly. May we get our instruction. May we get our direction. And may we walk in it boldly. We thank you and praise you for that privilege that you want to partner with us. We thank you and praise you for the mantle of ministry. We take our responsibility serious. We know how important it is. It is you living in us. We thank you and praise you for fresh fire and fresh anointing and fresh filling. I decree it over all of us in the name of Jesus. May we walk out our doors today when we get off of this line and we leave each other, but not your presence. May we be filled with the presence of the Holy Spirit. May we be known as your people. As we walk throughout our day, may people see us and ask, what is it? You're glowing. You're radiant. You're so happy. You're so joy-filled. And may we get the opportunity to share that it is you. Let me tell you about Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for the opportunity and the privilege to pray together. I seal these words over all of us in the blood of the Lamb. And I decree and declare the boldness of Esther and John and Jesus over us. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. At this time, I turn it back over to our host, Pastor Lenora. Amen.
All bless right. You all. Thank you, Sister Rachel. Thank you. Hallelujah. We praise the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We glorify God. Thank you again for your prayer.
Praise the Lord.
She said that there was a report released that the children or the kids these days say they have no hope, my
yes.
Lord. But our hope is in Christ. You're going to make me sing, Brunson, if you want to, you can go for it when you go for it. But our hope is in the Lord. Our hope is in Christ Jesus. And our
yes.
responsibility as leaders, as parents, as grandparents, as great-grandparents, as the adult in the room, is to share the hope of Christ with our children. And so let's not fail at that. Let's go forth. Let's minister from our location. Every time you get a chance, share the hope of Christ. Share the love of Christ. Share the peace of Christ. Share Christ with whomever you come in contact with, in Jesus' name. I'm going to turn this portion over to Minister Brunson.
All right. Now you are talking about my topic. Amen. But in the meantime, we set our hope on you. We set our hope on your love. We set our hope on the one who is the everlasting God. You are the everlasting God. We indeed set our hope on him this morning. Hallelujah. I guess Minister Andre took the day off. I think he had a birthday yesterday. Happy belated birthday to you, sir. And I want to jump into my prayer topic. I'm praying for the unsaved. And I just want to make it a twofold prayer on this morning. Not just praying for the unsaved, but we're praying for us. Who are the ministers of reconciliation, all right? There is a special passage in the Bible, I'm getting a little ahead of myself, where Jesus says that the harvest is truly great, but the laborers are few. So he's talking about the unsaved, but he responds by saying, therefore pray to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers for the harvest. So we can't just pray for the unsaved without praying for the laborers. That is the command that Jesus gives us. 2 Corinthians 5 says it this way. Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer. If any man is in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ, was reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed us to the word of reconciliation. So we have been reconciled to God. So now it's our job to reconcile the world to God through Christ. So the word is, or the prayer is for the unsaved, that actually we do our job so that they can come to God. The song Worth by Anthony Brown puts it this way. You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for, so you sacrificed your life. Now I'm free, now I'm whole, and I'll tell everyone I know. So God does a good work in us, and it's our job to keep that work going by telling everyone that we know. Let's pray for the unsaved, and let's say a prayer for us, the ministers of reconciliation. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this prayer time. We honor you right now as Lord of all. We honor you as the one who had a plan to reconcile us to you through Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that you so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son. And whoever believes in Jesus will not perish, but have everlasting life. We thank you, Lord, that you sent your Son not to condemn us, but to save us. We thank you, Lord, that when you sent Jesus, he didn't hold on to his equality with you. Instead, he became like a man, and not just like a man, but a servant that was willing to die so that we could enjoy eternal life, so that we can enjoy right relationship with our Father. We thank you, Jesus, that you came to seek and to save that which was lost. You came first to the lost sheep of Israel, and then you came and you found us, the quote-unquote Gentiles, the ones that were born outside of that house. We thank you, Lord God, because you didn't come to condemn us, because you didn't come ready to chop our heads off and to tell us what we weren't. You came to fill in the blanks. You came to give us what we were missing. We were lost, so we needed to be rescued. We were sick, so we needed a doctor, a physician, a balm in Gilead. We were out of our minds, and you came to put us in our right minds. We thank you, Lord God, that according to Jeremiah 31, you didn't condemn us, you didn't convict us of our wrong, but you loved us with an everlasting love, and you drew us with your loving kindness. We thank you, Lord, for being the gentleman that you are. The same fruit that we as believers want to bear, you showed off. You gave us peace. You had joy that you could share. You were patient with us. You were long-suffering. You were tender with us, and we appreciate that, God. Even now, we know according to Revelation that you're knocking on the doors of churches and of hearts, wanting to come in, to sup with us, to have communion with us. We thank you, Lord, because of this wonderful transformation, these new creatures that we are now ministers of reconciliation. Help us to do the job that you've left with us, God. Help us to draw the world with loving kindness. Help us to draw the world with everlasting love. Help us to seek and save the lost. Once again, according to Luke 10:2, the harvest is truly great and the laborers are few. So we're praying, Lord, not just that you would send laborers, but that you would make us the laborers. Make us the laborers, God. Make us the laborers. Make us the ministers of reconciliation. as we pray for the unsaved, as we pray that you would draw them through dreams and visions and through our everyday conversation and our everyday lifestyle, we also pray that you will make us the laborers ready to bring in the harvest, to bring in the sheaves. According to 1 Corinthians 3:17, Paul did some planting, Apollos did some watering, but it is you that brings the increase. Some plant, some water, but you bring the increase. I pray, Lord God, that you will help us to do our part. Help us to do some watering of the word. Help us to do some watering of the seed. Help us to plant some seeds, Lord. Help us to encourage. Help us to remind unbelievers of your goodness and the fact that you not only exist, but you play a role in this world. Help us to show love. Help us to be generous. Help us to play our part so that we can bring in the harvest, so that we can be laborers for the harvest, that we can be ministers of reconciliation. We thank you, Lord, for this great commission of Matthew 18. You spoke to your disciples. You told them that all authority has been given to you from heaven and in earth. We thank you, Lord God, that you've shared this authority with us so that we can make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that you've commanded us. And we thank you for the promise that you'll be with us even to the end of the age. Lord, right now we worship you for all the authority that you have, all the authority, all the power in heaven and on earth. And now we thank you for the authority that you've shared with us. We thank you, Lord, because of this authority, failure is not even in our vocabulary. Failure is not an option. There is no failure in you, so we reject the thoughts of failure in us. That same confidence that Sister Rachel prayed for, we thank you that we have in this day and time the confidence to live out our lives boldly for you and to share the gospel, the good news that you came to seek and to save, the good news that whoever believes will not perish but have everlasting life with you. We thank you, Lord, that you've given us the right and responsibility to make disciples of all nations. You've given us the right and responsibility to baptize believers in your name. You've given us the right and responsibility to teach the world what you have taught us. We thank you because we don't have to do this alone. You are with us. You are in us. You are for us. You are with us. You are in us. You are for us. You are with us. You are in us. You are for us. And we thank you we get to be co-laborers with you. We thank you that we get to be yoked with you in this work. Lastly, we thank you, Jesus, for the gift of apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. We have all of this through our Baca leadership spearheaded by Bishop Clark. We thank you, Lord, for Pastor Lenora. We thank you, Lord, for all of the helpers and the ministers and the prayer leads that are coming together to perfect us and to prepare us for the great work we've been called to do. Help us, Lord, to truly minister from our location. We have all the tools and the resources that we could possibly need in order to equip us to be ministers of reconciliation. Help us to do the work, God. Help us to do the work of loving and leading the world back to you. Help us to show off the fruits of the Spirit as the Spirit continues to work on us. We thank you, Lord God, that we don't have to stress, strain, or strive in order for these fruits to be born in us. Instead, we are staying in an atmosphere where your word is going forth, where your Spirit is moving, and we believe, Lord God, that the results will show up as we stay planted, as we stay watered. As we receive the sunshine, we thank you, Lord God, that we will bear fruit in every season, in our season, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for the work that you've left us here to do, this great commission. And so, Lord, if there are any unsaved in our area, in our family, in our friend groups, I pray, Lord God, that you will give us the word that we need to share at that time. We thank you, Lord, for the rhema words that are going to flow through us for the people that are around us. We thank you, Lord God, for the woman at the well scenario where Jesus went to someone who the world threw aside. She was dodging everybody and ran right into a Savior. We thank you, Lord God, for the Nicodemus opportunities, the Nick at Night opportunities where people will have questions about our faith and we can answer them in ways that they can clearly understand. We thank you, Lord God, for the Zacchaeus opportunities where someone hears of the stories and the testimonies and they get inquisitive and they want to meet someone that can lead them to everlasting life through Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Lord, that when Jesus showed up to Zacchaeus' house, he said, salvation has come to your home. We want to be salvation for someone. Help us to have the words of eternal life. We thank you, Lord God, for the Cornelius opportunities where someone has been praying and having questions, and we show up to their house, and we not only introduce them to Christ, but the Holy Spirit pours out on them and all that are in their house. We thank you, Lord God, for the Paul and Silas situation where the jailer was about to kill himself because all the other prisoners were leaving. But Paul and Silas led the jailer to Christ, and everyone in the jailer's house was saved. We thank you for all these testimonies of the unsaved being led back to led to God, led through Jesus Christ, through these one-on-one opportunities. And I pray, Lord God, that you will help us not just reenact it, but to have more testimonies where the unsaved are being led back to you because we are working in our ministry as ministers of reconciliation. We pray. We thank you once again for this opportunity to pray, and we thank you, Lord God, for the testimonies that will come because we are working our ministry in our location. In the Master's name of Jesus, we pray and thank you. Amen. I now hand the prayer line back to our prayer lead.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Brunson. The Lord is good. He is our strength. God is so good to us. He's been our director, the director of the orchestra of our life. And so we give him praise for that. Hallelujah. We are reconciliator masters. Let's just say that, okay? We are the ones that lead people to Christ, that share the goodness of Christ. And as a reconciliator master, we share the love of Christ. Amen? And so let's master our trade by sharing the love of Christ, by sharing, using this prayer line as a tool of evangelism. Let's reach the lost. Let's go forth. Let's not be afraid. Let's not have any hindrances. Let's go forth and reach all those that have not confessed Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. All right, people of God, you may not be able to stay the whole time. This may be your time that you may need to leave. Before you do, go to our website, ekcministries.org, peruse there. There may be some information there or some product there or something there that may bless you. So go to our website. Make sure you click all the links so you can be informed. If you have not gotten any of our email or our text, text the word maximize to 55444. Again, text the word maximize to 55444. And also, you can give right there at our website, EKC Ministries. You can give your offering right there. Help us reach the masses. I'm not going to put a dollar amount on how much to give, but I do encourage you to share your blessings with others through your giving. And you can do that, again, at ekcministries.org, or you can do it at our Cash App, which is $Bishop Eric Clark. Again, that's $ Bishop Eric Clark. Okay, I'm going to turn this portion over to Pastor Buckner. Are you ready?
Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We greet you this morning in the matchless name of Jesus. What a wonderful Savior. What a wonderful time to serve, to be a servant of the Lord. Amen. God is good. God is faithful. And God is kind. Good morning to all my beloved brothers and sisters, my prayer warriors, my prayer leads, and the prayer hosts in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Sister Rachel and Minister Bronson, Pastor Lenore, for opening up this morning and sharing the word of God and the prayers of the righteous in Jesus' name. In Psalm 37, it talks about trust in the Lord and patiently waiting for him. And we have to wait for him to act on our behalf. And sometimes our patience, we want it right now. Some folks then did us some certain ways. Hey, Lord, get them right now. And the Lord knows what's going on. He sees everything. And he's going to take care of everything on your behalf. What you and I need to do is to continue to trust him. Continue to trust him, continue to obey, continue to follow him in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for all those who are lost this morning, the unsaved loved ones, those that are in nursing facilities and rehab centers. We speak healing in those situations right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for all, of course, our children going to school and coming home, the school buses, safety in the schools in the name of Jesus. We pray all those who have lost loved ones, we extend our prayers to them in the name of Jesus. All those that are a little under the weather, with the change of the weather, we're praying for them also in the name of Jesus. In Psalm 37, it says, don't worry about the wicked or envy those who do wrong. For like grass, they soon will fade away. Like spring flowers, they soon will wither. Trust in the Lord and do good. Then you will live safely in the land and prosper. And take delight in the Lord, and he will give you your heart's desires. Commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust him, and he will help you. He will make your innocent radiant like a dawn, and the justice of your cause will shine like a new day sun. Be silent. The presence of the Lord will wait. And wait patiently for him to act. Don't worry about evil people who prosper or fret about the wicked schemes of their wicked schemes. Stop being angry. Turn from your rage. Do not lose your temper. It only leads to harm. For the wicked will be destroyed. For those who trust in the Lord will possess the land. Soon the wicked will disappear. Those who look for them, they will be gone. The lowly will possess the land and will live in peace and prosperity in Jesus' name. I was looking through some of my stuff and I found one of my old prayer books. I believe Pastor Lenore, you gave us this book years ago, Prayer Manual, and it just has some good things in it. All of it is based on Scripture. I fell across this writing about daily prayer. And daily prayer is very important to start our day off talking to the Lord about whatever's on your heart, whatever your heart's desire is, and asking him to meet your needs, meet you exactly where you are on that daily basis. And God will meet you. God will come see you. He'll come visit you. In the mighty name of Jesus. And in his manual, I'm just going to read some of this. He says, Heavenly Father, I pray for myself, pray for my brothers, I pray for my sisters, I pray for my family, I pray for my children, and I ask you to forgive me of all my sins, iniquities, trespasses, and transgressions. sins of commission, omission, and may any other sin that we pleaded and we place it underneath the blood. We pray for desires of this world, disbelief, disenchantment, disobedience, decision, division, envy, false burdens, fantasy, lust, fears, fornication, fretting, giving offense, gossip, greed, guilt. We pray against these things in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray against jealousy, judgment, laboring, lust of the eye, and lust of the flesh, and lust of the mind, lying, manipulation, disbelief, murders, plotting. We pray against all those things, rebellion, resentment, restlessness. My God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we speak those things that be not as though they were, and we speak prosperity to the people of God this morning. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you, Father, for all that you have done and all that you are doing in our lives right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for those who are less fortunate today, those that are living in fear. We pray against that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. We know that God didn't give us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of love, sound of power, and a sound mind. We thank you, Lord, that we're being able to live in peace. We're being able to live in comfort. We thank you for our homes. We thank you that there's peace in our homes. And we thank you that it's peace at our job, peace in our relationships, peace in our neighborhood, in our community. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, we speak against that war that is going over in the Middle East right now. We pray that it will cease. We speak against all violence and all anger and all hatred over there. We speak peace over there in that situation. All the hostages, we pray that they will be let go and let free, and they will not be in harm, not live in danger, in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak, God, peace even in the situation with the politicians, the president, the vice president, Secretary of Defense. We speak peace in their life right now in the name of Jesus. We speak for all the leaders that we pray that they will be led by Christ, that they will have Christ's example in their hearts as they want to get reelected or they want to get put in office. We speak that right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for this season, how seasons change. We thank you, Lord. We know that you're going to do something in our lives today, and we thank you, and we praise you, and we bless your holy name. We speak safety in the streets right now with all this straight talk about street takeovers. My God, in the name. We speak against all that, all the youth wanting to be disobedient to their parents. We don't agree with that. We bind all that spirit up right now in the name of Jesus. We speak peace. Peace that surpasses all understanding right now. All this gun violence, we speak against it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak against it. We ask that the Father would intervene in this situation right now in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We speak love today, Lord. Love, peace, and joy to be in the hearts of all the believers right now in the name of Jesus. We speak reconciliation. We don't come in condemnation, but reconciliation to God, to Christ Jesus, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for the spirit of forgiveness that is upon us right now. We thank you for clean hearts. And we thank you that you have renewed our mind. We thank you for the joy of restoration right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We thank you, Father, for all the many gifts that you have bestowed upon us. In Jesus' name, we thank you and we appreciate it. We thank you for all those who are connected to this line, that they will be blessed and their families will be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. We encourage one another right now to continue to go forth, continue to speak the good news that Christ Jesus is our Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for going to the cross. We thank you. Because, Lord, when we step in the doctor's office or the hospital, we know that we're already healed because of your work on the cross. My God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the blood that cleanses us and forgives us of all righteousness. In the name of Jesus, we bless your holy name, Lord. We bless your holy name, Lord. We thank you for everything that you put us, everything, every word that you give us. We thank you. We thank you. All blessings and honor go to you in Christ Jesus, we pray. We bless you, Lord. We bless you. And we thank you for all those, the homeless. We pray that, Father, some way that they will get something to eat today. Someone will bring them a sandwich today. And then someone will give them a blanket to stay warm in the name of Jesus. We just want to thank you for this opportunity again, Father, to talk to you, to talk to you. We're so grateful and so honored for this hour of prayer, this power of prayer in the name of Jesus. And thank you for our daily bread. Thank you for our pastor, Lord. Thank you for our Bishop Clark, who bring forth the daily word on a daily basis. We thank you. We're so grateful. In Jesus' name, we say thank you. Amen and amen. Thank you, people of God. Stay encouraged.
Amen.
Stay focused. Yes. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Buckner. The word is good. The prayer is good. The service is good. I promise you, I wouldn't miss this if I could, if I had to. I wouldn't miss it. So make sure you share it with others and have them join us and be refreshed every morning and be inspired every morning with the prayer and with the word of the Lord, okay? Don't forget to go by our website, EKC Ministry. Peruse it. Make sure you click all of the links. There's product there. There's videos there. There's the Success Academy. It's a bunch of stuff on that on our website that will encourage you, inspire you, lift you up, and help you throughout your daily life. So make sure you go again to ekcministries.org. And while you're there, make sure you give. You can do that there as well. You can give to help us reach more souls. All right. Or you can go to our Cash App, which is $Bishop Eric Clark. It's Bishop Eric Clark. All right, people of God, it's my turn to pray. And I would sing that song again, Minister Bronson sang, but I can't sing like him. So remember, our hope is in Christ. I'll leave it like that. Father, we thank you. We thank you for another day that you've kept us. We thank you, God, that this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. God, we thank you, hallelujah, for life, health, and strength, God. God, we thank you for waking us in our right mind, God, breathing the breath of life into our nostrils again, God. God, we thank you and we praise you that you are Lord of lords and King of kings. God, we look to you where our help comes from, God. God, we thank you and we praise you that you are the master of the armies, God. God, you fight on our behalf, God. God, we thank you and we praise you that, hallelujah, we are soldiers in your army, God, fighting this good fight of faith, God. God, we thank you and we glorify your name. We say, have your way in our lives. Move by your spirit, God. God, we take our hands off of every situation, God. And God, as you place your hands in the driver's seat, God, we thank you, God, that you're leading us and guiding us and showing us and helping us, God, throughout our life. You're directing us, God. God, we thank you for your help, God. God, we thank you for your direction, God. God, we thank you for speaking to us and directing our path. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. You're the leader, God, and we are the followers, God, and we follow hard after you, God. God, we thank you, and we praise your name. We pray in Jesus' name that what concerns us concerns you, Lord. God, we thank you that the stress is being removed about our finances, God. God, we thank you that the stress is being removed over our children, God. God, the stress is being removed over our unsaved loved ones, God. God, we thank you that we can cast our cares on you because you care for us. God, we thank you for promotion, God. God, we thank you for doors opening, God. God, we thank you for favor, God. God, we thank you that you're there when nobody else is there. In the midnight hour, God, you are there, God. You are comforting us. You are keeping us. You have your arms wrapped around us, God. God, we thank you, God, for being there when no one else would and when no one else could, God. God, we thank you, hallelujah, for being our watchman for our souls, God. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you so, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God, for taking us higher, God, leading us into the light, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God. Hallelujah. For open doors, God, that no man can open, and closing doors that no man can close, God. God, we thank you that the windows of heaven are open and pouring us out blessings that we don't have room to receive. God, I thank you that as we reach up, God, the blessings are coming down, God. As we reach up, God, hallelujah, the word is coming down, God. God, as we reach up towards you, God, you are pouring out on us, God, and we receive your blessings, God. We receive your pouring out now in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we thank you, hallelujah, for being the lover of our soul, God. God, you loved us so much, God. You pulled us out and put us on a up high, God. You put us, hallelujah, on the right path, God. God, you pulled us out of the pit, God, and we thank you for that, God. We can never thank you enough, God. God, we thank you, hallelujah, for just being there in time of need, God. God, we thank you and we praise you. God, we pray in Jesus' name for all those that are sick among us, God. God, we thank you, hallelujah, for all those that are in nursing homes and hospitals, God. God, we thank you and we praise you for our church in Africa, God. God, we thank you for Pastor Pay and Pastor Woa, God. God, we thank you for all health needs, God, whether it be breathing health or asthmatic health, God, whatever it may be, we thank you for it, God. We thank you for all the kids that you have put a shield around them, God. Cover the kids as they go back and forth to school, God. Hallelujah. That no hurt, harm, or danger would come nigh their dwelling, God. We put the protection of the Lord, the blood of Jesus, over our children now, God, as they travel back and forth, God, as they deal with kids in school, God. Don't let no hurt, harm, or danger come nigh them, God, as they deal with the adults in school, God. Don't let no hurt, harm, or danger come nigh them, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name for all of our children, God, that the favor of the Lord would just be upon them, God. Hallelujah, that they would learn swiftly, God, that they would learn their lesson, God. They would excel, God. God, we thank you for scholarships, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, God, that you would open college doors for them, God. In the name of Jesus, open them up at a young age, God. God, let the scholarships flow in, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God. God, we pray for those that are confused, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that you would regulate their mind and regulate their spirits, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that the confusion must cease, God. in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, those children that are trying to hurt themselves, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that they would, hallelujah, find solace in you, God. They would find peace in you, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. Those that have issues, mental issues, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, hallelujah, that you would speak to their hearts, speak to their minds, God, speak to their spirits, God, hallelujah. And we again say no weapon that's formed against our children shall prosper, God. We plead the blood of Jesus over all of them now in the name of Jesus Christ, God. No sickness, God, succumb nigh their dwellings, God. Hallelujah. We pray for all the children, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We plead the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name for James and Clinton and Sharice and Honesty, God. God, we pray that you would let your spirit and your love overshadow them, God. We pray for Ayanna and Keisha, God. God, we pray that your love would overshadow them, God. God, we thank you and we glorify your name. We say, have your way, God. Move by your spirit, God. Less of us and more of you, God. Less of what you want and more of what, less of what, more of what we want, more of what you want, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that your perfect will be done in our lives, God. God, we take our hands off the reins and we give you the reins, God. We move out the driver's seat, God, and we say, drive, Lord, drive us to where you want us to go, God. Tell us where you want us to go, God. We will make sure to do your work and do your will and say what you want us to say and minister to who you want us to minister to, God. Put somebody in our path that we can, hallelujah, share the goodness of God with in the name of Jesus Christ, God. Let us minister from our locations, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, God, that your word is overflowing in us, God, that we can share your word with boldness and power, God. God, we can pray with boldness and power, God, that the delivering power of the Lord would overtake and overshadow, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, God, as we lay our hands on the sick, God, that they recover, God, as we lay our hands on and agree in prayer with people, God. Hallelujah, that their spirits and their that will leap for joy and leap for peace, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that our shadows, God, will heal them, God. God, we pray that the anointing will break the yokes, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, hallelujah, for this ministry, God. God, we pray that as people come to this line, God, that they'll find refuge for their souls, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, God, as people come to this line, God, that the prayers of the saint availeth, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, God, that the fervent, effectual prayer of the righteous, God, avail much, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God. Hallelujah for this war, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that you would go over into the other countries, God. Hallelujah, and let them find peace, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that your perfect will is being done, God. God, you said a nation that forget God, hallelujah. And God, we bring ourselves back to you, and we call on your name, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God, in every corner, in every crevice, God. God, we plead the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus in the United States of America, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that you have mercy on us, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that the mercy of the Lord will prevail in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God. Have your way, God. We move out the way, God, and we say have your way in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we thank you. We glorify your name. We say, have your way, Jesus. Have your way, God. Hallelujah. Lead us and guide us into all truth, God. Jesus, the blood of Jesus. We thank you for this ministry, God. God, we thank you that the anointing rests right here, God. God, we thank you that the word rests right here, God. God, we thank you that, as people come to this line, God, that they'll find refuge for their soul, God. God, we thank you that one topic will heal their land, God. One situation will heal their land. One prayer will heal their land, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that we're on point with you, God, as people come onto this line, God. Have your way in their lives. Move by your spirit, God. Upset some stuff, God. Change some stuff, God. Rearrange some stuff, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, God, we thank you and we plead the blood of Jesus. Have your way, God. Use Bishop Eric Kincaid Clark. Use all the leaders that's represented on this line, God. Use them for your glory, God. Let them speak your word, God, with boldness and power, God. God, we thank you and we praise your name. In the matchless name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. God, the love of our Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You carry us throughout this day, God. Until we meet on tomorrow, God. We lift our hands right here on this bread, hallelujah. We lift our hands to Jesus Christ. Yes, giving you all honor.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, God. Yes, God. Thank you, Lord. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. I do want to say happy birthday to Minister Andre. God bless you. I didn't get a chance to say I did on the Daily Bread, but I'm going to say it now. Happy birthday, sir. We appreciate you. I hope you had a lovely day on yesterday. Blessings, blessings, and many more. All right, people of God, we will see you on Daily Bread on our YouTube channel right now. All right, have a wonderful, wonderful day. Blessings.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Pastor Lenora, and everybody.
You're welcome, sir. I'm glad you had a wonderful day.
Hey, I'm rested. Amen.
That's good. You are a blessing. Have a good day.
All right, God bless.
Hey, that's Gloria. Hey, babe.
Hey.
I hear LaWanda on. I'm in the rumble room. I hear Gail on. I hear Ann on.
We love you, Pastor Lenora.
I love y'all too. Y'all have a good day, and we'll meet back here tomorrow.
Okay.
In the meantime, Bishop is on right now. Have a good rest of your day.
You too. Bye, guys.
Bye.